Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This your boy Poetic, and tonight I'm telling you guys, I'm ready to grind. I've been grinding all day, and I'm ready to get down some more going into overtime. Right now, tonight, we're going to be talking about the mindset it takes to be an artist entrepreneur today. But before we go into covering the topic, let's cover the show. Lord, thank you for giving us this platform to come together once again collectively as a community. Lord, we ask that every mind, every ear that's tuned in, locked and loaded to Hip Hop National, that they can get from this a blessing to help them lift their craft up in this business in which they so desire to be in. But let them not forget that you are the one who have given them the gift. So let's pray today for a better tomorrow. For time is passing between the minutes and hours. Life on earth may be short, so listen, God's children, and give this some thought. For today we live, tomorrow is not promised. So let's take the practice, God's word, upon us and use it as a daily digestion. For it is our hope and only protection. So together today, if we may, let's take a moment out to our knees to pray that God will make tomorrow a much better day. Amen. Well, guys, tonight we talk about the mindset it takes to be an entrepreneur. Tonight we're going to get into the discipline, the drive, and the determination. But before we go into it, let's go ahead and bring in my boy, Rawdog, my sidekick, Rawdog. Welcome to the program, man. You ready to dive in?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, good evening, Poetic. Yeah, you know, I think this is a good topic because the funny part about it is that I think we're going to have a lot of inside-of-the-box mindsets, and hopefully we can straighten out some of those and give them a better path to understand how. All righty?
All right, man. So let's go ahead and dive in. Brought up, and I'm sure you've had some experience throughout your years, a length of time that you know that you've been grinding. That is the key behind getting this thing moving. That's called drive.
Mm-hmm.
It's called determination, and it takes discipline over the years. And can you share with me a portion of your story that maybe one of us can connect with it? Because don't get me wrong, Rawdog, I'm familiar with you, but you've been grinding for a long time. And the thing it is, you have never, never, never given up. What makes you stay so focused on doing this and so determined to make something happen in this music field?
Why? That was so eloquent. Yeah, it choked me up. Why? Wow. It did. It really
choked
did.
Choked on the chicken bone, man. Come on.
It choked me, man. I said, listen to this. Well, let me lay some things on the table. Okay, first of all, remember, I go by Rawdog. So I'm going to throw it on the table just like it is. You know, hey, I want people to think about it. You know, talent is 25% of becoming successful, not only as an artist but an entrepreneur. That's a big word. That's a beautiful word. Matter of fact, you know, everyone should think in the mindset of being an entrepreneur because it's dealing with business and money, and it's the investing and being able to watch your money grow and putting it to good use within how you live and succeed in life. You know, that's like, you know, a guitar player that has a small amp and he decides, you know, they make it to a level that they're playing in bigger venues, and he's got to invest his money in a bigger amplifier so that the sound will be carried. You know, the whole thing about this is that, you know, it's not a fast road. Yeah, you see a lot of young people that, you know, seem to be successful, but it's a longer road than just being out in front of the public. You know, down the road, throwing money away in strip clubs and what have you. Let's talk about some of the rappers in the beginning that are no longer doing rap. And we have to ask ourselves, what are they doing now? What are they really doing? Because after a certain point, you have to realize that, you know, the industry is looking for the young rappers, not the older ones. I wish the elders would be able to come back and be embraced by the public, but hip-hop is a younger person's genre, and they idolize people of their own age group. Well, you know, success means going back home and remember who you were born as and being able to be that individual. And the right investments. Is a stripper the right investment? Nah. But a house is. You know, paying your bills and establishing yourself credit-wise.
Wait a minute. You said a stripper is not the right investment?
Oh, no. Oh,
why
no.
Why you say that, man?
Well, because guess what?
Yeah.
Guess
anybody
what,
who thinks that, well, they got to be out of their mind.
Well, let me tell you a secret. You know, hey, I've been around the world, seen a lot of things. And, you know, being a male, I can say that never once have I spent a dollar on a stripper. But now ask me, did I have people climbing the pole in my own crib? Sure. But the investment was my own pole. Did I throw money at them? Oh, no. I threw a conversation of delight. And well,
that sounds like
white material. There goes the player in me. It didn't cost me any money, but I had to get by the pole. Okay, anyway. You know, we getting off the subject, sir. No, I think
on subject, man.
I think what they really need to understand is that they have to be, their mind has to be bigger than just being part of the music industry. It's got to be a business-minded point. Because you can make all the money from being an entertainer, but if you aren't paying your taxes, you know, like Lauryn Hill, she had issues with the tax people, or if you don't understand the contracts like a Toni Braxton or a TLC, you know, you have lost what you think you gained because intelligence. The mindset to educate yourself so that you will be able to deal in the business world, because an artist is one thing, but an entrepreneur deals with business, so should the artist, because you can invest in an apartment complex. You can invest in gold. I'm not talking about chains. I'm talking about the gold you put in your safety deposit box that nobody ever sees. You know, so
can I throw a brick in your conversation for a second?
Sure.
I want to ask you something. Rodo.
Yeah.
How important do you think it is that an artist is really in touch with themselves before entering this game of music? Knowing themselves, knowing their background, all the things that it takes to actually build their story out instead of creating a fictitious character that doesn't really exist. And I'm not talking about stage name. I'm talking about the persona and the image of that entertainer.
Okay, but you know what? Okay. That's just like the other night on the radio. There was somebody on there, and they were being braggadocious about they were this and that and the other and what have you. You know, I'm going to say this to you. If you are, you don't talk about it. It's just real. And if you're not, you talk about it, and it's all this fantasy that you want people to think. You know, so when we start talking about, you know, that individual artist and what have you, we all are still growing. Even at my age, I learn something new every day. I try to grow. I make mistakes. You know, that's just
what
like
you. What do
you
mean at your age? Man, I thought you were like 200 years old, man. You know, don't get me wrong.
Well, but guess what? That doesn't mean I can't learn. That doesn't mean I don't know it all. I mean, you know, I might make you believe I know it all. But
you know all that. I don't know nothing.
but see, that's the way you have to be confident. You have to, you know, say what you know, and then if you don't know, keep your mouth shut. See, that's one of the personas. To be an entrepreneur,
that's that thing about being coachable and being teachable, having an open mind, not stepping in the ring saying, I know it all. When you come to that fork in the road and you think you know it all, then nobody's going to want to work with you.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you this. I heard today, I was listening to a show, and this guy was talking about how by getting with this young lady that, you know, he had all these deals that were being offered to him in the music industry. And, you know, he then said that the judge asked him, well, what happened to the deals and all these offers? And he said, well, they told me I shouldn't mess with the lady that he married. And they when he did it, they said that his manager quit and his PR person quit. So the offers were taken off the table. And the judge sat there and she said, then the deals weren't real. Nobody leaves when money is offered. You know, even though you might make a judgment call for yourself, that doesn't mean that you don't have earning power, you know. And I started thinking about it. I said, wow. You know, he didn't realize that in this industry, young people get used. And so they were claiming that all these things were on the table. But you have to realize only a fool, whether it's the manager, the publicist, or what have you, walks away from earning money, irregardless of what the decision the artist does. It's about a business. It's about a job. It's about revenue. And, you know, so that was the excuse that they gave him. And here he was in divorce court, claiming that his wife was holding him back. And the judge had to tell him, no, 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 you're just going for the stories they're telling you. You know, you need to look in the mirror and tell yourself, hey, do you believe the hype? What's real is real, and what's hype is hype. And there's the catch. An entrepreneur invests in things that are real. An artist investing in a stripper, man, that's unreal. That's a fantasy trip. You know, I mean, hey, go find yourself a good lady.
Well, definitely. Definitely, that is not a part of the mentality or the mindset in which you want to be, because if you're spending that much time and that much money there, you want people to believe you're this and you're that. The mindset of an entrepreneur, it actually looks and create a vision. And then after they create the vision, they start to look for the investors and the people who's going to create a support team with what they're doing to get the information in which the vision is supposed to have, the provision of that vision.
Ooh, that was deep.
So
that was deep, poetic. You
well, you know. let's bring in area code. This is an anonymous caller, but I'm going to open up the line. You listen to Hip Hop National Radio tonight. We're talking about the mindset it takes to be an artist, entrepreneur today. Please state your name. Where are you calling in from? This is a 1111 number. You now have the floor, and I am talking to you.
Oh, okay. Al, this is Bobby Holiday in Philadelphia, brother. How you doing?
Bobby Holiday. What's happening, Bobby? How you doing today? What is your thoughts on tonight's topic? Give me your opening
statement. I have many thoughts.
And where you calling in from? You said Philadelphia?
Yes, sir. Philadelphia, PA.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Bobby.
I've been doing radio now for 27 years, and this is one of those topics that I hold dear, because if an artist slash entrepreneur wants to get into music or some form of it, what they better understand is that it's called the music business for a reason. You know, you want to know why TLC's movie was so juicy and we watched and everything? Because they didn't know the business part of it. They just wanted to be stars. Well, there's more to it than that. I mean, there are many people, even now, that will send me music. They'll ask me how to get the music played on the radio. It's like, first of all, the fact that you don't know how is the problem. Or the fact that you think that if you send it to me and we'll play it, that's a problem. I had a kid, I said, who sent me something about maybe 7 or 8 years ago. And first thing I asked him was, do you have any product in the stores yet? And he goes, no, I don't. I'm like, then I can't help you. And, of course, he's thinking small-minded. He's thinking, well, if you play the record, people will like it. And then I'm like, no. That's just, pardon me for being graphic. That's like wiping your butt, then taking a crap. That's not how it's done, sir. No. And then I tried to explain to him, if we play your record and people like it, but they can't get it, what service are we doing to you? What service are we doing to us as a radio station? You know, the whole point of us playing music on the radio is so people go buy it and listen to it.
And don't get me wrong, Bobby. I tell you just like this. There's so many artists today. And, I mean, it's kind of sad because it's like they have people to learn from. But it's so many people put the cart before the horse.
They're so excited about it.
Yeah, they're so excited about it. They're so ready to blast it out, but they have no distribution point.
No, not at all. I mean,
exactly.
We're just talking, if artists would just understand the basics of what they do, just the basics, they would be better off. As artists and entrepreneurs, because, again, it's business for a reason. You've got to learn it. You've got to learn what points means. You've got to read your contract before you sign it. And if you don't understand it, find somebody who is either paralegal or a lawyer or somebody you know that knows how to read contracts and let them do it. But protect yourself. I mean, don't just get screwed because I want to be a star. Learn, do your homework. If you spend as much time finding good beats or learning your craft on whatever instrument you play, then go the extra mile. You know, learn the knowledge of what the music biz is all about, so that you don't end up hating what you actually love, which is to play music, to perform in front of crowds, to make people feel good about the music that you play. I mean, you know, it's a joy and a love to do this, but it becomes a hard thing when you get screwed and you don't know why you're getting screwed, and all of a sudden music sucks now for you. So my encouragement always is to learn the business side of music. Learn at the very least a little, but know something. But just don't walk in just blind, sight unseen, signing contracts and wonder why record companies are screwing you over.
Exactly. Exactly. And just to get a contract isn't enough. You know,
no,
it's that wording in
right.
that contract that is going to tell you what's going to happen.
Exactly.
You know?
I mean, long before Left Eye from TLC broke down, how you could sell 11 million records and still be broke, I said, I know exactly why they broke.
Yep. Exactly.
I know exactly why they're broke. They didn't read the contract. It 98% heavily favored Pettibone Records and the Face Records, and there's a reason why. They were young, they were dumb, and they took advantage of them.
But you know what? Now, that's the hip-hop game, too. You know, they want the artist not to be in control. The label wants to throw dollar figures in front of them, and then they think, oh, I've made it. But in that contract, they're paying for everything that they do, and the label is making the money, you know. But see, that, you know what? That's part of the education before they get out there that they need to understand that they have to have some fat on their head to be able to go to the right person and say, explain this to me. And ask, how is this going to benefit me? What do you see me getting in return if I sign this contract? You know, the right words also, you know. Not asking, is it good, but, you know, what are my returns and what are my obligations, you know?
Exactly.
And, you know, that in itself, yeah. But see, you said it. It's business. It's about the business, you know. And I appreciate that.
Well, the business is the business. And I got that from a girl named Neil McKinney. And reality, that's the problem. People don't realize that this business that we in, it's all about business. And that's what it is. It's not a lot of people jump in it thinking it's just fun. And full with entertainment. No, you have to go in there and you have to really set yourself up as a business so you can operate and function like a business. That's why tonight's topic is about the entrepreneur side of the artist.
And that's it right there. That's it right there. That's beautifully put. View yourself as a business. How would you treat yourself as a business? In other words, how do you want people to treat you? How do you want people to respond to you? How do you want people to act when they come in contact with you? Simple as that. It's not personal. It's business. I mean, I just love this topic because a lot of it just comes down to just basic. Learn your craft. I mean, learn the business aspect of this. You know, it's not going to stop everything. I mean, you're not going to stop getting screwed all the time. As you learn, you grow. I remember the first time I was handed a contract. I'll take it back. First time I was supposed to be handed a contract. You know, it was a radio station in Norfolk, Virginia. I got screwed because I didn't ask the right questions. But now, before I even get a contract, I ask for what is called a letter of intent. That way, between the time we agree on everything and the time I finally move to the radio station, they haven't found that person they really want to hire and go, well, Bobby, we can't. We don't need you anymore. We've got this other person. Oh, okay, no problem.
Just pay me what you owe me. Hey, you know what? That
agreed to? You're paying for
it. That's wisdom. You know, and the funny part about it is that, you know, there are elders that don't do business. And the same thing happens to them that happens to the young ones. You know, it's about doing business. And, you know, the music business is very tricky because, you know, the A&Rs will act as though they're a friend to the artist as they get them to sign. But it's just
all
like
right.
a job, you know. The person you go interview with is smiling at you, but when you get on the job, you know, it's a whole different mindset and attitude because you're part of the machinery then. And then you get the other side in the business industry. You know, you're gonna get the negative conversations. You're going to be used as much as you have signed away your life. And, you know, you might as well realize that, you know, it's a job. It's a business. And so, you know, there are a lot of people doing 9-to-5s that hate their job. But they know what they're making hourly, or they know what their salary is, you know. And in the music business, those things, I think the artist should require himself to know. That the,
well,
you know, money up front is not
a business.
Well, you know
guys
what?
Say it's a business, right? My question for you, though, is if it's a business, how do I start this business? What do I have? What are some of the steps I have to do to build that foundation as a business to get going? Should I just have a dream? Should I have a dream and want to be this star to get on stage? What do I have to do to get going? Do I have to go register my company with the state? Do I have to write a business plan?
Do I need to go to school?
Get training? Do I actually need a building to operate and function my business? Do I need money to fund it?
I mean, it's okay to dream, but you do have to have some type of a plan, because as they say, a dream without a plan is a wish. So you have to have some type of plan. I mean, you ask the right questions. I mean, do I want to be a star? It all depends, I guess, on what your dreams are. What is it you want to do, and what is it you want to accomplish? I think the first step is finding the right type of people to be around you that are going to help you. And I mean help you even when they give you opinions that you don't like, but you need to hear them anyway.
You know, you need to surround. It's funny you say that, Bobby, because I'm reading Life and Death by Russell Simmons. And one of Russell Simmons said, one of the things he says in this book is, you are only as good as the people you hang around. Having the right people in company with you. You said something very powerful. I totally 100% agree with it. And a successful man such as Russell Simmons said too. He had to find the right kind of people to be around so he can find him, get himself started and going to the level that he's at.
And a lot of times the right people are not necessarily yes men or just people that agree with you all the time. There are people that will tell you some tough things that you may not want to hear, but you need to hear. You know, it could be the way your show presentation is. It could be a song, the way it's written, or the way the music is, or whatever. You know, sometimes you need that person to pull your coat and be like, lyrics aren't where they're supposed to be. Or that music, it's not. It's something missing. Or your stage presence, you're good, but you don't get the big claps good. But there's something that's missing, and here's what you can probably do. You need to hear that. You know, and don't take it so personal that your friends are trying to help you. It's all that you, hey, if anybody's going to be around you when you're broke, the people that will be around you when you're broke are going to be good people around you, because if you get big and then have to fall back down, they'll still be there. You know, as opposed to the ones that are around you when you got it, and then when you lose it, they're done.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was golden. Yeah. that was golden. Yeah.
So to me, that would be the first thing.
Believe me, if you got money, you're gonna have a whole bunch of people around you that look like they really care about you and they really love you and they'll do anything with you and around you. But those people who are around you through the thick and thin, rather you poor or not, don't worry about what you got. Those are the people that got and holding you down with you, you know, got your back in the wake of dawn and in the dark places, those are the people that you definitely want around if you were to come down from that high.
All day long.
That high.
All day long.
Living. Yeah.
Hey.
All right, guys. Anybody who want to call in, you can call in at 213-559-2995. Press the number 1. Let us know that you want to chime in on the topic. Right now, we are talking about the mindset it takes to be an artist and entrepreneur today. And we have Bobby Holiday on deck with us. And we have Raw Dog also on deck with us. Y'all stay around. There's more to come. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hi, this is Pastor Chris Willingham, founder and pastor of Crimson Line Ministries Atlanta. We are so excited about a new strategic partnership between Crimson Line Ministries and Hip Hop National Radio. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, and every time zone in between, we're going to be reaching out to a new global community with a message of the Kingdom of God, a word that will encourage you and give you the tools you need to use your God-given gifts and your passions to inspire and encourage others. This is the point where the music community and the Kingdom of God come together to begin transforming our homes, our cities, and our nation. Please join us this Sunday night and every Sunday night as we begin this mighty move of God. God bless.
Want to take control over your money and your own investments? Forget the stock market. Look no further. Go to www.onlineforex.net.
Onlineforex.net. Onlineforex.net.
Visit www.onlineforex.net today and take part in their special promotion and get the best sign-up offers available.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on hold,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Hip Hop National Radio has changed its hours of operation to better serve you. We are now on from 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. on the East Coast. With this new exciting change also comes new and exciting opportunities. So look out and look for what's in store for you. That's right, Hip Hop National Radio is looking out for you, our listening audience. We will be giving away gift cards, prizes, and more. So tune in now for your chance to win, to join us in our chat room. Log on now to blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio to listen in by phone. Dial 213-559-2995. That number again is 213-559-2995. Loyalty is royalty. And remember, you cannot win if you're not locked in and listening. We're Hip Hop National Radio, your music industry information resource provider.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, and we're back. I just want to tell everybody, in order to be a part of Hip Hop National, I want you guys to go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. Upload your music so we can connect with it. And for those who are listening, next week we're going to have an interview week. So y'all listen to some of the interviews that we caught up with some of our artists that's out there doing big things. So y'all pay close attention to Hip Hop National. It is coming up, and I want you to keep it locked and loaded. Tell all your friends. Put it on your Facebook. Put it on your Twitter. Connect with us on Facebook and add yourself to our group. That's facebook.com/groups/HHN Radio. Put on the post on the wall, request my song on Hip Hop National Radio. That's what we're doing. We're keeping it popping right here on Hip Hop National Radio. All right, here we're back into the topic tonight. As I said, we're talking about the mindset it takes to be an artist and entrepreneur today. Okay, here's some of the things I wanted to tell you. As they were talking about business, you got to really put yourself together a checklist of some of the things that you do need to do as far as, you know, setting yourself up on the basics of your business. Like I was saying, you do need to register yourself with your local city and state government. Okay, you also need to determine what kind of structure of company you want. Do you want to incorporate? You want to be an S corp? Do you want to be an LLC? And then you have to determine a direction. As Bobby Holiday mentioned earlier, you got to have a plan. You got to get a tax ID so you can file your taxes. And if you're going to be doing like venues and events, there's permits and stuff like that that you have to obtain as any business. This is not just as you trying to be an entertainer, but that's just the way of doing business. And register your business name. Research who you are. Let's say it's your local, you are the artist. If that's going to be your brand, you want to protect the brand. So do your research. Make sure there's not a whole bunch of people out there named have the same name that you do. You want to be unique, have an individual name. And then once you do that, make sure you do a trademark. Go to the LOC.gov, and you can see the trademark, and that's where you would trademark your business name and secure it. Okay? Very important. Rodolph, what's your thoughts on what I just told? Hold on. You there?
Yeah.
You there with me?
Can you hear me now? Can
how
you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
But everything
yes,
you
sir.
Told him was
how
correct.
Important. Yeah.
And it is important because, you see, the thing about it is that you're not setting yourself up for failure. You know, a lot of the artists just think they can get out there, get their name out there, and their product is going to sell like wildfire. But they didn't go through any of the steps to protect themselves. They don't realize that they're going into business for themselves, you know. And so what happens is that they create the name, and then they create the product, and then they try to sell the product. But, you know, without those safeguards or a company or a tax number or setting up a business, they're painting a bullseye on their butt because they're out to be got. They're out there, and somebody is going to realize that they don't know what they're doing. That's the first sign of, you know, an artist that you can take advantage of. That's really the bottom line. You know, you wonder about, you know, you hear a lot of people grumbling, I'm not making no money, and if I go with this manager, he's going to cheat me. No, you're cheating yourself because, one, if you set yourself up correctly, you can't be taken advantage of in a direct move. Yes, there are going to be some people that are going to try to be that blatant in the music industry, but you'll have something to fall back on, a contract. You'll have the money revenue, IRS. You know, these people will come in and walk with you into a court saying, well, yes, we show that the artist made such and such amount of money, but we don't show the funds being transferred. He owes us, but until he receives that money, then we have to go after the manager who is holding his money. The IRS does not play, okay? You know, you're dealing with business in this world, and believe me, you know, it's about the business. It's about how tough you are in your business, setting it up, covering your own butt by knowing that what the contract says, knowing the responsibilities of the people that are supposed to handle your money. You know, you hear that old story, a lot of artists get 50% on an engagement when they sign the contract. And then when they arrive to the venue to do the contract, they receive their other 50% before they even go on stage. One, they get 50% because they have expenses to get to the venue. That's good business. You know, that's what happens if the date is canceled. Well, for booking the artist on that date, you're taking that artist away from potentially making any money in another venue. So the artist doesn't have to return that money. Now, there are some clauses in there that if you're not aware that they're in there of a rescheduling or an act of God, then, you know, it's you can get caught up in that. But hopefully you have the contract written in the artist's benefit so that what happens, you get 50% up front. You know, when you get to the venue, if they don't have your money, then it's a choice that the artist doesn't have to perform. And it's not the artist reneging on the contract. It's the promoter or the event person that is not following through with his end of the contract. It's just business. It's not personal. That just like the other gentleman said, business is business. None of it's personal. And so what you have to understand, are you going to be successful? Because if you're going to be an entertainer and you're only going to be an entertainer, setting up a business is going to be your forte. Because then a business establishes creditability. You know, and that's what you're going to need, because you just can't walk in and pay cash for everything. You shouldn't want to. You know,
I want to know this, Rodolph. Shoot, I mean, I'm the artist. I'm the entertainer. Why the heck do I need to be doing all of that? All I want to do is perform. Why do I need to know? Why do I need to know all of that business jargon? It just don't make sense to me.
I can answer
for you. I mean, why don't I just have the team around me and let them do everything for me?
Oh, so what you're saying is that you know when you get hungry, you know when you get sleepy, you know you want to sleep in a warm bed, you know that, hey, what you want. You say the team? Well, then, okay,
yeah.
Now, so your money's getting smaller because guess what? Team got to get paid. Okay, you're paying more people. Okay, your money's getting smaller.
Yeah, but,
okay.
I mean, why do I need to know all this business jargon? I mean, should my accountant know that? Should my lawyer? Should my publicist? I mean, I'm going to bring in the cash flow. Why can't somebody else take care of my business?
Okay, well, you know, and that there's a phrase. I'm going to switch it up for you. In God we trust, all others we check behind. You know, so you got to have the enough knowledge to check behind. Isn't that what Wesley Snipes said about his attorney? The reason that he hadn't paid taxes is because his attorney took the money or something like that. And he went to prison for 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so guess what? People that are working with you, you'll still be the fall guy. You know, you can blame it on somebody else, but remember, you're in the big boys' world. You have to take the responsibility if something goes wrong. Even though you have an accountant or an attorney or what have you, you still are the one responsible. You have the bullseye painted on you. It glows in the dark. So it's going to come on you. And so when you understand that, hey, irregardless of how many people that you've got on your team, you got to put them in check. Okay? That's just the way it goes. Even in a marriage, you got to still keep checking, put your kids in check, and you can try to put your wife in check, and she's trying to put you in check. You know how that goes. All of that is the way the world goes around. So, you know, all I can say is you know, people change. Sometimes they start out good and end up wrong. But do you want to be the one got, or do you just want to be the one that's even? I mean, you got to look at it. How would you want it, Poetic?
Well, no, the reason why I propose it in that manner is because I'm taking it from the movie recently from TLC. Even though they say some of that was false, but I'll tell you like this. The basic structure of it is, and it's almost the example of just about most artists that start off in the business. They so hyped into this new reality, that's this newfound reality. They get caught up in the fame. They get caught up in the clothing. They get caught up in you know, the glitz and the glamour in front of the public eye. However, behind the scene, they are suffering with not having any cash, don't have money, they don't have anything to roll with because of the fact that they're being gotten. Someone's taking advantage of them because they hadn't read the contract. They haven't read books on what this entertainment business is all about and how they fit in. They just think they fit in as being a showcase. The average artist don't want to take the time to actually talk about the business. They're creative, and that's the mentality of the artist, because the artist is just thinking about their craft. They go into the studio. They produce a track. They produce their music. And they're comfortable in that craft. They don't want to switch the mindset of what I have to do next, after the studio.
But can I say this to you? Okay. I'm going to say it like this. Old phrase. Here it goes. You find a fool, bump him in the head. Now, and by that, what I mean is that, you know, the hip-hop artists, the educational level of most hip-hop artists is the lowest in any form of music.
Man, come on, get off of it.
No, wait a minute. Slow track, I got to tell you. I'm being honest with you. I'm not putting them down.
Right.
I'm trying to tell them, don't stop going to school thinking that you can't elevate yourself and be productive in the hip-hop world, but you got to have enough fat on your head so that you can survive in life with this career. See, the trip is the Commodores. I'll use them as an example. Not hip-hop, R&B, okay? They all have college degrees. Lionel Richie, they all have college degrees. When you start talking about artists other than the Motown era and what have you, you find that these people have gone to get a higher level or a high school diploma and a higher level of education somewhat. Okay? Hip-hop, they drop out, they start rapping. A lot of them. And then when you check behind, there are a few of them that have actually gone to college, those that are successful. But see, they keep it quiet because it's not cool. It's not something that, you know, is part of the hip-hop culture. The hip-hop culture is supposed to be the street, nitty-gritty, grew up there. But it's a stage play to an extent. You know, they're putting on a good act to the extent that the young people are believing. You know, if you watch some of these hip-hop artists and what have you on some of these reality shows, they're not living in the streets. They're not hanging on the corners. They're going to the studio. They're going to places that venues that they have to wear the proper attire, you know. And there are those that fit and those that you see, they're just clownish. And you have to sit back and say to yourself, okay, he really lives like this? No. I mean, they have relationship problems, but their life, you know, is in a different spectrum. You know, they have children, they have responsibilities, they have bills, you know, but they just have that persona of hanging on the corners. But they're about business. And when you see them in the clubs and what have you, and what have you, that's a business write-off. They're entertaining. They're going to see an artist. They write that stuff off. It's a business expense. But if you're from the streets with no education, you don't realize they're doing business. If he buys a $500 bottle of champagne, he's writing it off.
But we have Glenn, who also joined us. Seemed like he raised his hand in the opportunity time to chime in. Glenn, what's happening, my man? How's it going?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing this evening?
Hey, good evening.
Doing pretty good.
I was listening and enjoying the show, and I had a couple things that I wanted to put out there that are actually factual. Raw Dog, this is to you. There are more black millionaires in the music industry than ever before in history of the music business.
Absolutely.
Because of people who have an entrepreneurial spirit. See, I think that we're making a mistake by not the topic. The topic is great, but I think where we're making a mistake is that we're assuming that an artist has to be or should be an entrepreneur, and that's just not the truth. Great artists are born, and great entrepreneurs are born, and they don't necessarily have to connect at all, period. You have to understand that in the new age of music, we've witnessed the entrepreneurial spirit because of the 50 Cents, the Puffies, the this one and the that one. But if you go back 30 years, well, record companies didn't give black people their own labels and production deals and distribution deals. So there was no reason for the black man to try to educate himself to become an entrepreneur. However, we have some isolated incidences where people like James Brown, who was a born entrepreneur, who had no education whatsoever, and became very successful. So we have to be careful in the information that we put out here, because a real entrepreneur, honestly and truthfully, doesn't even want to be in the bed with a major record company. His entrepreneurial spirit won't allow it because he knows that it's a bunch of BS when he goes in the door. An entrepreneur's job is to create things and make money from his creations. So the structure of a major corporation and an entrepreneur really don't even fit into the same room, if you know what I'm saying.
Glenn, don't get it twisted, though. I'll just say this. I was not saying that an artist has to be the entrepreneur, but tonight I am talking about the artist / entrepreneur, the ones that do have that mindset. are the ones that want, have the mindset to want to be that artist entrepreneur, but don't know
how. Let me say this to you then. Okay, then I got it a little bit confused. Well, let me say this. There is a very small percentage of artists who are equipped to be an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is an artist has been given a gift to give a certain thing to the world. And he does not have time. His creativity will not allow him to become a great businessman because there's just so much to do. A great artist needs to surround himself with a great team.
And I agree with you. In fact, I wanted to read something that somebody posted to me tonight, but I totally agree with you. Go for it. Go ahead. I'm going to read it after
see,
you say that.
You know, there's a difference between, a big difference between an artist, a good artist, and a great artist. And I've said this before on this show. You know, we at some point in time, we're going to have to deal with the reality of everybody's not meant to be an artist. I've seen this era is so congested.
I see that all the time when they make it public in these big contests. Everybody ain't cut out to be an artist.
With these big contests, but we have to understand and tell these folks that, listen, this is not about your artistry. This is about TV ratings. See, as they got to have the buffoons on those shows to make them work. So people need to understand that when you get involved with those kind of platforms, well, it's really not about your creativity and your art anyway, because pretty much you're singing other people's songs.
Yeah.
So that's not
that's
what it's
true.
About. And this is why I'm saying that it's so congested for the quote-unquote artists of today that, I mean, I could be working at the laundromat for 10 years and just wake up one morning and decide, forget this laundromat, I'm going to be an artist. And it's just, you know, they take that word lightly, but the word in itself, artist, means special. It's somebody that has a special gift. And we take that word so loosely and so lightly, and it's not the situation. It's just not. You know, and at some point, we as professionals in this industry, we have to do what the A&R people of old used to do. You come in with a demo and it's whack, you got to let them know, hey, man, this is whack and we can't make money with it. But see, now that the A&R and the artist development departments have been abolished, there's no one to tell these people that you may want to not quit your day job. You know, everybody's dope now. So, you know, I just wanted to say that, man, but, you know, to be an entrepreneur, man, is a spirit. You have to have an entrepreneurial spirit, you know, because you got guys, man, that go their whole lives trying to create something of their own and monetize it. And they believe in that so deeply that they'll never go and work a 9-to-5 because they truly believe in that they can build something and sell it to the public. And most artists, man, they're not into that.
But reality comes in sometimes. Sometimes later in their life.
I want to shift gears a little bit. But you know, it's kind of going to my break time, but I do want to say this. I want to ask you guys this. When, let's say I want to be that artist, is it necessary? I mean, I'm a very creative human being. I'm able to do. I'm able to do all sorts of music, all genres. Why is it necessary that I have to be focused on one when I have the ability to do it all? Why do musicians? Why is it told that you need to find exactly who you are, and then you have to stay, you know, because you're going to confuse the people if you're going to go in there doing jazz, blues, rock and roll, pop, R&B. Why is it that we cannot break into this business doing it all?
Well, the reason that you can't break into this business doing it all is because, first, you don't have enough belief in your gift to do your music from your heart. So you run up there and you want to please the president of Sony, so you take him the kind of music that you think that he wants rather than doing what's coming out of your soul. And that's why you can't break into the industry as an individual. Well, see, and that was when I said there's a difference between an artist and a great artist. See, a great artist is not going to allow you to dumb down his creativity. See, a great artist won't let you do that. And I can name you a laundry list, and I'm sure Raw Dog can also. I can name you a laundry list of entertainers that have become major successes that wouldn't listen to nothing that anybody said when it came to their creativity.
Well, definitely. Hey, Glenn, since you said you can give me a laundry list of them, I really want to know a few of them that we can learn by example that wouldn't allow you to do
okay.
it. And I want you to tell me why they stay focused. But do me a favor. Could you hold that thought till mm-hmm. we come back?
Yes,
please.
Sir.
All right, my man. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Y'all stay with us. It's more on the other side. You'll see how we get it in right here on Hip Hop National. The mindset it takes to be an artist and entrepreneur. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a laundry list of artists that wouldn't let you change their craft because they believe that much in themselves or what they were doing. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from Hip Hop National partner, The Valda Beebe Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist's name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, guys. We definitely is in deep on this topic tonight. The mindset it takes to be an artist entrepreneur today. But part of it is getting your music out there. Hip Hop National is providing that platform for you. www.hiphopnationalradio.com. Yes, right now, if you're tuning in for the first time, yes, you hear us talking, but on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, we play music. And actually, every day of the week thereafter, most of the time, we're playing it right after this part of the show. So get your music in. www.hiphopnationalradio.com. We're also expanding our wings to other media resources to expand the base for your music to get out there. So y'all keep it locked, keep it loaded, and upload your music today. Back to the topic. Before we went to the break, Glenn, you said you can name a laundry list of artists that had the determination, the drive, and the discipline to stay focused at what they on their craft, and they wouldn't let you change them. Could you expound on that list for me?
Okay. My former boss, Prince, who comes to mind first. You can go even further back than him to Ray Charles, who would not let anyone stifle his creativity. There's Jackie Wilson. There's Nancy Wilson. There's Nina Simone. If you come up into modern day, you have Jay-Z. You have Justin Timberlake. You have Usher. You have a lot of great artists that will negotiate on anything except how they deliver their music to their labels. You have Nas, who just left his label because they wanted to tell him how to put his record together, and he refused, and he left and went and got a new deal. So there are some great artists that we can point out and point to that the new generation of artists coming up can look towards, but the problem that I find is, like with my own son who's an artist, rather than study a Jay-Z and how he put his business model together and how he created his records, well, he'll rather look at 2 Chainz. And I'll say, son, this guy's at the top of the heap. Why don't you take a look at what he's doing? And I'm not saying do what he's doing, but just examine what he has done to get to where he is. And he either doesn't get it or he doesn't think that that's the role that he should take, because him and his boys think that this business is something other than it really is. But see, they need to go back and understand that record labels and major corporations in America don't create anything. They acquire things. They get things through acquisition. But the great ones say, if you want to acquire what it is I have for sale, you have to take it the way that it is. And if you don't have the courage to do that, then you'll find yourself becoming one of these artists that are a puppet. And you'll see them around maybe 2 years, and then you hear from them no more because they sold themselves. They sold their craft to somebody else to market in a way that they see fit. And that's what we have to teach the artists. Be true to the art form. It's not a hobby. And it's not a game. It's a business. Entertainment has always been a business, and black people have always been from a creative standpoint, have always been at the forefront of this business. So, you know, yeah, it makes it tougher to stand your ground. It's tougher because somebody's waving that dollar in your face. But if you just take your time and be true to your art form, that dollar will even get bigger when you start to do things for yourself. And artist after artist has proved that theory works. See, because now if you haven't sold any records or downloads on your own, the labels don't want to talk to you, period. the day of just walking into a label and getting a deal with a demo is long gone. You have to come with numbers. So you may as well be true to what you do. Is that good enough?
Well, you know what?
Oh, yeah.
I was waiting for him to say Curtis Mayfield, Gil Scott-Heron, and Bob Marley. You know, I was waiting for him to
Absolutely.
Add those people to his list.
Tracy,
but
well,
he had a great list.
I was leaving something for you, Raw Dog.
Thank you. But he was so right on that. You know, but now guess what? Those individuals had the sense to go mainstream. They watched their language, but their lyrics were from their soul. And, you know, the funny part about it is that's what cancels out a lot of good hip-hop is because they don't realize that, you know, terrestrial radio is governed by the FCC, you know.
Yes.
So what happens is that, yes, they might have a great message, but by the language that they use, they put themselves in a line to never be heard. You know, so that was most excellent. I liked that list. I bet he surprised you, huh, Poetic?
No, not really. Glenn's a deep dude. but he didn't surprise me. I want to definitely tell you guys, and I want to contribute this to Drugs. That's his name. His stage name, but he's an A&R for a company, and I invited him earlier, but he just texted me on Facebook, and this kind of attributes to what you were saying earlier, Glenn, that all artists are not meant cut out to do the business. Sometimes they have to assemble themselves with a team, you know.
Absolutely.
So that business could take place around them in what they do. He said in this, he said, teamwork makes the dream work. The coach lasts longer than the player. But he says to invest in yourself because no one else will. And if you continue to take a step back and look at yourself and your progress, and you'll see yourself moving forward. But stay focused, because it's all about timing. Relationships are the key to this business. First impression is a lasting impression. Do the right thing, and you can gain success. So,
yeah.
Just wanted to touch, say that. I thought it was well written. And what's your thoughts on it, Glenn?
Well, my thought on that statement from that brother is this. And to the listeners and the young artists listening in, your investment in the entertainment industry is your music. See, there's a term in this business called starving artists, and a great deal of the population belong to that club, okay? Probably about 92 or 93%. People that make music and make art don't usually come from a wealthy background and get hundreds of thousands of dollars in the bank. They usually are part of the starving artist club. So their investment is their creativity. And if you apply a value to your creativity, then you won't be so quick to give it away, because you'll realize that it's worth something. See, this what we're dealing with
you
here, man, is a
everybody.
Well, yeah, because that's what we're not teaching the kids, is that if something comes from your soul, given to you by the Most High, you need to understand that there is a value attached to that.
Copyright.
See, if you
trademark.
If you can go on a studio and turn out 10 albums in three hours, then guess what? That's really not all that valuable to me. Because there has been times early in my career where we worked on one song for 2 months, and it's called milking the song, making sure that you get all that you can get out of the song. So when you go to radio, you won't have some PD saying, man, what is this? Because he's not supposed to hear it. He's supposed to feel it. But these artists, they don't even put enough time in, man, to realize. See, this is an industry. And there's a job for everybody who wants to work in this industry. If you can't be an artist, then maybe you'll be a great manager. If you can't be a manager, then maybe you can make money in the publishing field or concert promoting. It's an industry. The record is not what drives this industry. What drives this industry is a bunch of people collectively working towards one common goal.
Well, I tell you, man, it's funny you say that, because I'm going to tell you just like this. I, too, wanted to be the artist. But I said, you know something? I want to do this radio show. And I find that this is my part, this is my contribution to being an artist. It's to help the other artists.
Yeah.
So, like you said, it's an industry. Collectively, we work as a whole for the big picture.
And it's no shame in that. It's no shame in that. It's a great thing when a man finds his niche in life and can fulfill his heart and understand that if he can fulfill his heart, sooner or later he'll fill his pocket. It's just can you stay down, so to speak? Can you fight the good fight? MC Lyte is probably one of the greatest female MCs to ever live. Well, guess what she does now? She does voiceovers, and she makes a great living doing it. So there's many things that that can be done inside this industry to make money. I make more money today off of other people's music than I do off of my own. So it's just, you know, we have to be honest and truthful with ourselves. But, in today's entertainment field, man, it's like everybody that got a computer thinks that they're a producer. Everybody that has a video camera thinks that they're a director. It's just not that way.
That is so true. That is so true.
Yeah.
But there's many people who have picked up the camera and start to find that, hey, I'm good at this. And that's when, once you determine that you're good at it, then it's steps to developing your craft. And stay focused and stay on point, and you could be a part of the contributors to this industry.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Guess what, Poetic? I think I'm a pretty good car driver. I think I drive a car pretty good. Do I think that I can go get in the Indy 500? See, that's
right.
The question.
For about an hour or two, and then you say, hey,
then you hit the wall.
then you hit the wall.
Yeah.
You know, so,
exactly.
And that's what I'm, you know, it's a good thing, man, to see our kids wanting to do something. But it's a bad thing when we don't be honest with them and tell them, you know what, man, this ain't what I, in my opinion, what you need to be doing. You know, can you remember being a kid, man, and being forced to listen to what your parents listened to because it was their record player and their records and their tapes. So you had to wait your turn. You had to listen to what they wanted to hear before you could hear what you wanted to hear. But what that did for me personally is it gave me a broad understanding of music. And these kids don't have that now. They can't sit with their mothers and their fathers and their mothers and fathers tell them, Boy, when I was your age, Smokey Robinson was the man, and he was the man for this reason. Let me play it for you. Well, none of that's going on in our homes anymore. So he goes and he gets with his boy down the street. His boy don't know no more than he does, so you got the blind leading the blind.
That's exactly the way it is.
That's the way it is. I do this every day, all day. I don't know how to do anything else, okay?
You know, we call it up here in Washington State the locker room mentality. You know, not the classroom, but the locker room. What you hear, you go on and you think is the truth. And you don't know anymore. And you don't bother to find out anymore. You know, you think you have the answer, and you're so right on that. You are so right on that, because I've tried to deal with even people that submit here at Hip Hop National. They're, and we tell them, hey, have it radio clean, you know, so that we can play it so everybody can listen to the music, you know, of all ages. And we still get in with the N-word and the B-word. You know, and it's discouraging because they don't understand. They listen to each other and say, oh, man, you don't have to do that. But, yeah, do you want to get heard? You know?
Well, you know something, Raw Dog? I'm going to give you a scenario that's so I laugh at it almost on a daily basis. These kids now, they think that if you or I like their record, then they're doing the wrong kind of record. They don't understand that it is the parents who put the kids in position to be able to purchase a record or any form of entertainment, because the kids don't have no job.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. They don't understand that from an artist standpoint, if you can't figure out how to get to the dollar, then you need to have somebody with you that can.
Right.
If your job is to make music and I can drop you off at the studio and I can go back to my office, to me that's a great thing. But if I have to sit in the studio and produce you and coach you, then you're not what I need, because then we're not a team.
Right.
See, and that's what these artists don't understand, man. They want to walk up into a studio, make a record that they think that they boys will appreciate. But what they don't understand is they boy ain't been in a record store or to a download site since the invention of it.
You're right.
And you have to figure out a way to get to the consumer.
Exactly.
And they never factor that in. They never think, well, who am I going to sell this record to?
All right. Hey, guys, I want to bring in. Go ahead, Glenn. I wanted to bring in a caller because they called in. 602-718. Please state your name, where you're calling in from. You got a question, comment, or statement.
Yeah, this is Jay Wills, otherwise known as Code Red. I'm a marketing manager as well as a hip-hop artist, and I've set up several different blog talk sites. I had my own show for 2 years. I was an intern for 2 years. I hang out with the DJ on a regular basis doing promotion and everything, and I completely understand what you guys are talking about. Go ahead.
You got a statement or comment or a question?
I do have a big statement and a comment. Now, what the industry shows us as artists with people like, let's say, Tiger, for instance, or Drake is not so bad, but most mainstream artists are putting, to me at least, batteries in the backs of these kids, okay? So what we fight against as, quote-unquote, independent artists or underground artists, it's not that we don't appreciate your opinion, because we do, you know what I mean? But at the same point in time, you don't hear people soccer moms telling their kids, oh, you can't listen to Justin Bieber, even though he was in a hospital in Germany or wherever that was at. You know, you can't listen to Miley Cyrus, even though she's not a Disney kid no more. She's twerking. You see them go and support these records. You know what I mean? Yes, artists do have to be more professional. We do have to provide a better example to these children and for ourselves personally. I mean, but at the same time, look at what we're fighting against, the mechanics of the machine that we fight against on a daily basis. So it's not necessarily that we don't understand your guys' opinions. It's that it's very difficult to implement that, and oftentimes when you do implement that, you're not heard or respected for what you do. You know, the average artist gets turned off when it's not about twerking or when it's not about making money or if it's not about this. People don't want to hear that. They want to hear things that are, like, make them happy, make them forget for an hour. That. And I had to learn that as an artist. I still do underground music that's very conceptual in nature and very spiritual as well in nature and very clean. Rarely will you find a radio edit of me that, not even a radio edit, but a record period of me where I cuss in that record. Rarely will you find that at all. You know what I mean? And every record that you hear from me, you're going to hear me express some form of knowledge. But at the same time, how many times at a venue or somewhere that's going to bring capital as an artist is that going to be played? Do you understand my point of view, you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to respond to your point of view.
So that's where that's at, because as an artist, I've reached a maturity level where I had to see – the game for what it really is, and I'm blessed to be in a position where I'm at, where I work for a DJ now. I handle his marketing. I do a lot of things, and I've seen a lot of different things in the industry now that other artists might not necessarily understand or might not care to understand. You know what I mean? I think at the end of the day, like, and that's the thing too, is that people don't understand. It's not people like my age, like I'm 34. It's not people my age that are controlling the music no more. What it is it's these kids. And so it starts in the home, you know what I mean, with what your mom. If your mom's 21 or like maybe sometimes even 32, 33, you know she's younger than that, and she goes to the club every weekend and she's twerking and it's just okay for your daughter to be outside with these little skimpy pants, little skimpy shorts, and she's like 12, come on, man. Where's the personal responsibility? So everybody, you can't necessarily put that on the artist. And then you also got to understand, once again, you got artists like Eminem, and I'm a big Eminem fan. Don't get it twisted, you know, especially if Em hear this, you know. But at the end of the day, I'm a big Eminem fan, but Em cusses in his records too. You don't necessarily hear people complain about that. You know what I mean?
But
well, when it's an independent artist that's trying to get his grind.
Let me tell you the difference. The difference between Eminem. Eminem is an established artist. You're trying
to
get
I understand
that.
I understand that too.
We watch. Okay, listen. We watch and we hear these big major artists do what they do, but they ain't got nothing to lose. I'm trying to tell you, as an artist coming in the game today, and you got a mouth like diarrhea, and you think you're gonna open up doors for yourself. All I can tell you is, you're not. Because
I understand where you're
something.
Coming from. I'm just. Mm-hmm.
You need to get in the door first, and don't get me wrong. Eminem is in the door. Jay-Z is in the door, and you're gonna hear these artists do what they do. But reality.
Hell, they own the door.
Are you getting a check? Are you getting a check to you with coming in here with vomiting to the industry?
At the end of the day, you know who controls the spins and who controls the sales. At the end of the day, really, is the fan. That's who it is. So if you don't like those records, then you need to stop playing those records, and you need to acquire an artist and promote other artists. And that's the thing that I see a lot, too, is I see a lot of people, promoters.
Before you shift gears, Glenn wanted to respond to something that you said earlier. I just want to open that door, and then we'll let you go ahead. Go ahead, Glenn.
All right.
How you doing, sir?
I can't complain.
I listened good to you. And I listen to artists of your age bracket all the time. This is how I feed my family. And I want to say this to you, starting out. You mentioned Justin Bieber. You mentioned Miley Cyrus, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you opened up, right? What you need to understand about those artists, Miley Cyrus has pretty much told the world, to hell with y'all, I'm going to twerk till I get tired. And this is the kind of music I'm going to do, right?
Yeah, true story.
Was that her statement?
True story, yeah, that was pretty much it. That was pretty much it.
The reason that she can say that to the world is because she has laid a foundation as a Disney kid with a worldwide market to sell to. And it's just like Poetic was just trying to explain to you, brother. I'm not saying whether it's right or wrong, good or bad. What I'm saying to you at the end of the day, foundation has to be laid. And in order to lay foundation, you have to be true to your art form.
True story.
See, hip-hop artists of the day, well, I won't even single out hip-hop artists. I'll just say artists. I haven't seen many artists with the courage that that little girl has to make the statement that she did and live and create that way. See, most hip-hop artists, they'll let their boys tell them, oh, that's whack. And you know what they do? They run back in the studio and they scrap that record and try to make a new record. But what you guys are not realizing is that you shouldn't be making records for your neighborhood. You should be making records for the world.
Absolutely.
This is true. This is true as well.
So,
I concur.
And the reason that I'm able to speak to you on this level is because I have been through many generations of the record business. And one thing I want you to hear and hear good, the record industry has never changed and it never will. It is a business model. And it works for corporations. So as long as they get their bottom line, they don't care what opinion is. They're looking at their bottom line.
You know
so
what?
When
you know. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Let me. Yeah, can I retort real quick? Can I retort?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So in a capitalistic model, the thing that feeds the capitalistic model is truthfully the consumer. The reason why most consumer – am I correct? Do you concur with that part so far?
Yes, I do.
In the capitalistic model – okay. So now the problem with why most consumers don't have any money is because they do not become producers. Do you also concur with that?
No, I don't.
Why do you think people don't have so much money as a consumer if you don't become a producer? It's because you don't have any product for anyone to sell or for anyone to buy or for anything to do. At the end of the day, right? The thing that controls the value of what
producer,
you have,
not,
your product, is the money, right?
No, but what you're
a producer of goods or services.
But where you're wrong is everybody can't produce a quality product. You're right in your concept, but what you're not understanding is everybody can't produce a quality product.
So go realign. All right. So that might be a theory, a flaw in the theory, right? But let me finish the rest of the theory, okay? Because this is very important. Now, go realign yourself with someone that can produce a quality product at an affordable price. Learn their techniques. Train yourself to do what you're going to do, and then you have turned yourself not only from just a consumer, but you turned yourself into a producer now as well. And you have now more what is called buying power in the market. At the end of the day, when you spend dollars on things that you don't agree with, like let's say, for instance, Halliburton or Exxon or, you know, something like that. At the end of the day, when you spend dollars on things that you don't agree with and you complain about it, what have you really did but produce nil results? So that's where I'm coming from with that.
And I understand, but I think you should understand that we're not complaining because I'm doing fine in my business. So we're not complaining. We're not complaining. What we're trying to do is create an environment where you artists can understand the business of what you're trying to do.
That's a fine cause. What do you set up like workshops for that kind of thing? That's a good start too. You know what I mean? If you're out here teaching the kids and you're out here doing that, then I applaud you by all means necessary. But if at the end of the day, and I'm not here to offend anybody, I'm just here to speak my personal beliefs and my values and what I've learned. At the end of the day, if you're saying, oh, well, this artist is bad because they're cursing and they're doing this, but then you're willing to go purchase Jay-Z when Jay-Z's willing to deal with people like Barney's, and then we see the results of that Ferragamo deal, then I'm calling your bluff. And I'm telling you at the end of the day, that's no bueno, and that's shoddy workmanship and poor sportsmanship at the end of the day.
Okay.
Because you really should be able to teach each one teach one, and all of us eat together, and in that way we have a superior world that we live in. The reason why utopia is impossible to achieve is because we dwell in like the won'ts, the don'ts, the shouldn'ts, instead of like walking up to somebody and being like, let me show you how.
Well,
that's
see, let me say this. This is Rod Dunn.
Don't get me wrong. That's what Hip Hop National is about.
You just walked
about,
into the classroom. See, this is what we're trying to teach.
That's what it is. It's a classroom.
We open up
from experienced people who talk about this business of music, so that the young mind will get it, because many young minds don't take the time to read. So a lot of them will tune in and listen. And those who lock
that's
in
I applaud you
and
on.
Know is this is how they get this instruction, so they can take it back into the marketplace.
That's where I applaud you guys, man, and I'm not upset with you. Believe me, I'm a very busy man. I would not take my time to come with you guys if I did not believe in your show. I know Al Poetic Williams very well, actually. I believe he used to come to my show when I had VOI Presents on the air. But that's just my statement. And like I said, I'm not here to offend anybody. I'm just saying, at the end of the day, each one teach one. All of us should not be dwelling in the shouldn'ts and the wants and the can'ts. And go out and teach somebody, man. Go out and help somebody. Because that's what my team did for me. They transferred me into a better person. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, even though I was already a good artist and my work was already something that was of a healthy nature, they still showed me things that I didn't know and opened my eyes further, instead of saying, oh, well, we're not going to buy this or we're not going to buy that. And then, like I said, you know, if the average consumer – it's difficult, man. Maybe we have to branch off into different markets. You know what I mean? Maybe that's another thing, too.
Let me ask you a question, brother. You said that you feel that you're a good artist, right?
I feel that I'm a good artist.
Okay. Now, and that's a great thing. But if you had been on the show earlier, you would have heard my statement. What I want to ask you is how many of your peers and consumers think that you're a good artist?
You know, a lot of them, actually. That's the reason why I'm willing to – we're always still constantly learning. You know what I mean? We're always still constantly learning. And that's another thing. Like you said, a lot of times the artists will go and they'll listen to their friends and they'll be like, you shouldn't do this. That's whack, you know, whatever. I still think that that's an important part of an artist, is to be able to listen to constructive criticism. If a DJ tells me, and especially if it's a resident DJ or someone that's powerful, and they tell me, hey, you know what, that record right there was super whack, and this is the reason why it's whack, and you should redo this and do this from a proper perspective, I'm gonna learn from what they say, and I'm going to realign and readjust myself and recalibrate and move forward, because that's what we're supposed to do as artists. You know what I mean? An artist that doesn't grow, that's what make you a bad artist, because you didn't grow, you didn't learn from what you're doing, you know. Or if you're talking about things that people don't necessarily want to hear all the time, whether it be knowledge or whether it be something on the more secular side, you know what I mean, then that's another thing, too. You have to be able to have a mixture of what you do and what you don't do as artists.
Do you agree and or understand that if one DJ in one market tell you that it's whack, then that there may be another DJ in another market that think it's a smash? And this is,
oh yeah, that
is what,
definitely true.
This is why Poetic and Raw Dog and I said that a true artist believes in his craft. See,
yeah.
I've been producing records since I was a little boy. I've been producing music since I was a little boy. And when I became a young man, I started producing records. And I've never produced a record based on what anyone's opinion was, because that record was given to me from a higher power. And it was my job to create that record and give it to the world. So
I believe that, too. I believe that, too.
Well, see, just because somebody tells you that a record is whack doesn't mean it may be whack in that part of the country or in that region. But music is for the world.
Oh, yeah, the interpretation is definitely in the eye of the beholder. However, as I said, I think as an artist, we have to be able to have the ability to recalibrate. That's a very, very important word, because we're humans at the end of the day. Mistakes are going to be made no matter what you do. You know what I mean? There might be like 50 people that think that the new Marshall Mathers LP is whack as hell, but then there might be 50 people that are like, oh, my gosh, that is the most – cinematographic work of the year. You know what I mean? Everybody is not open to everything.
But that's why we're part of an industry, because if the record is whack, the industry will let you know that it's whack by not supporting it.
True. That's another thing too.
You and I can say that Eminem's new album is whack all we want to, but the numbers say that it's not. The numbers say
that it's
a great record.
Another thing, too, is that once you become a certain specific artist in a certain, let's say, in a certain income bracket, then it's a lot easier for your record to not, because you're old enough to remember back in the day when to get on the radio. And once again, you know, it's not a shot at any specific artist. I love all types of music, all forms of music. But this is another thing. Back in the day, to get on the radio, you actually had to have something that knocked, okay? Nowadays, all you have to do to get on the radio is walk up to a program director and be like, here's a stack, play this. And they'll do that for you right now. Because there's no corporation in the world.
Do you live in America?
Yeah, because that is not absolute. That right there
That's
is absolutely false.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely false.
A PD, my brother, at this stage of the game, a program director doesn't have the power to add anything.
Okay, well, a corporation will. I guarantee you if you walk up to a corporation and you pay enough money. Are you guys familiar with, like, who Cycle Realm is, like Cypress Hill? Clear Channel might. At the end of the day, the sales are based off of your record sales are based off of your fans, man, and who and what type of dollars they
you
have.
Can't, you
know
I can
mean?
Tell you like this, brother. You can't walk up to any PD and get your music played. He answers to the corporation, and the corporation is dictated by the industry. So I can tell you just like this. You're not going to walk up to anybody and get that airplay. Because
Do you know that if you have $3,000 as an artist right now, you could go and get signed by Universal or by a major label for period, and they will make sure that you get paid as long as you have funds. And this is from people that have told me this, okay?
Okay,
from people that have,
whoa. You're going on.
Not from an average person, but from someone that's like someone.
Listen to me. You can get lied to on any level. And I've seen it work.
I've seen people pay for their
Hold on, J-Wills. Hold on.
Get out.
J-Wills, listen to me. I'm not going to try to tell you wrong. I'm only going to tell you the truth. That is not the truth. It's a good story. It's really a good story. But then I can also tell that you're young. And they always say keep hope alive. But you're just asking for $3,000 to leave you, and you're not going to get through that door. Just because they tell you, they didn't show you in writing anything, did they?
Oh, no, I've seen that work, dude.
No,
I've seen that work.
Okay,
I can tell you what.
Yeah, I know at least one artist right now that has paid for their slot.
J. Will, what you're seeing is a radio plugger. Get you some airplay. Boom, they get you a few spins on the air because they got a connection. However, that song still is not getting ready to hit Billboard because of the fact that, for one, you might get the spin on the air because you may have a connection to get on the air. But because it's not going through proper protocol, and then if the song don't have what it takes to take legs, that song ain't going nowhere. You just got spins, and you just wasted your money.
That's true, too, but there's a lot of artists right now that are paying for things to happen for them. You know what I mean? That's true. Like money right now controls the industry versus before when it was, like, talent selection. You got to understand that, too. Y'all are wise enough to know that.
Yeah, but then guess what? I think you're wise enough to realize that there are a lot of con games. I know an artist paid $1,000, was told, hey, they were going to get airplay all on the college circuit. Got it right up in a magazine. And a pardon expression, and we don't curse, but they sounded like crap. I'll use crap. I was going to use the S-word.
Yeah.
And guess what? They lived and died, and their $1,000, it's gone. And I know this for a fact because that was a relative of mine. And I couldn't believe it. I could not believe all the people that were telling them, oh, you got a good song. You know, and when you listen to the song, it was the worst thing you ever heard. And they took her $1,000. So let me say this to you. There's a lot of games out here.
Oh,
there
I definitely
no
understand that. That's why I stay close to my account.
Now, you might
that's
get
why,
a knock.
That's why I stay close.
But you're not going to, they're just going to take your money. See, there's victims all along the road of the music industry. So all I can say to you is that don't believe the hype. Do the work.
Someone that's pretty powerful tells me something, and even then, a lot of times I'll still go out and research it because I'm a pretty independent-minded individual. It's just that these days I stick very closely to my camp because, like I said, I'm blessed to be in a lot of good positions right now.
I have to say this, and Jay Wills, hold on a second. I want to say this because I've been wanting to say this because we're getting ready to run out of time, and this is a very important question. This is a very important question. Your attitude determine your altitude in this industry? Glenn,
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely it does. It definitely does. See, because this industry rocks and rolls in a way where it's all about who you know and how much they like you. That's what drives us. You know, this brother, he seems to think that money drives this industry, but what he doesn't understand is that this is a multi-billion-dollar industry. And corporations don't need $3,000 to do nothing for nobody.
Absolutely.
It just
he's
doesn't
quoted a number.
Make sense. It doesn't make sense. Listen, man, I've been in this business.
You just quoted a number, bro.
Years.
If it's not about money, why would it not be about – why would it not – like –
That was the number
because they
threw
take
out
money.
There.
Do you understand? Victims are the whole
they
road,
money,
the road of the music industry. If they all came up and raised their hands, you'd be shocked.
Right.
See, that's the catch to it is that the industry, there are casualties. There are people that have been taken advantage of because they're naive enough to think that that's the way it's done.
Not that
somebody hasn't done it, but that's a rare point. Or it's just like that. Somebody needs $3,000. So okay.
Let me Let me give you a
It might even be a higher. That was just an arbitrary figure. It might even be higher than that. That was just an arbitrary figure.
Listen, brother. Listen. There is no one individual that has enough money in America to, with the way that the industry is now, to buffalo this business. It doesn't happen. This is not the 50s. Listen to me. The program director at your local level is powerless. He answers to a national PD. The national PD answers to the corporation, which is the label. The label drives the radio station because Clear Channel is a corporation, and corporations do business with each other. It's a very simple concept, my brother, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to teach our people that those little scenarios that you gave, they're not real.
Just and like I got to say this, and I got to say this too, Jay Wills. And I'm being honest with you, my man. Remain humble, be coachable.
Oh, definitely.
And
definitely.
Be open-minded to those who teach you, because
definitely. That's why I do listen to my team. That's why I do listen to my team because
Don't get me wrong, Jay Wills, and this is real. I put you on quiet a few times just so they can talk. You got to even take your time and take your turn when it's time to talk. You got to let off the gas a little bit and let others talk as well, so you can open up and that information can channel through you. Very important. I'm just telling you. I actually have to paint it like it is. Right off.
I respect that as well, bro.
But you know, I'm gonna say this. I hear your desire, Jaywood. And there's nothing wrong with that. I hear your innocence, because guess what? Somebody's made a believer out of you in shortcuts. There are very few, if any. It is
no, that's
you
a
know.
That's a thing.
It is who you know. But guess what? That's only one person. There are a lot of more people that you got to get to know before you can get where you want to go. And, you know, paying money, yes, that's investing in yourself. But when you pay money to someone else to climb the ladder for you, it's not necessarily going to get you on another level. You know, promises are one thing. Doing the work and being recognized and building your own fan base is what's going to really get you where you want to go. Now, I heard you say you work with a DJ. Is that correct?
Yes, I routinely work with a DJ, actually.
Okay, so you have a 9-to-5, right?
Yeah, I have a 9. That is my 9-to-5. I'm a marketing director.
Okay, so guess what? Don't give up the 9-to-5. I'm going to tell you, enroll in some night classes. Set up a business.
Because that's what I do. I have one of those.
Well, yeah, but you have a college degree.
Yes, I actually have my associates in business foundations, and I'm constantly retraining myself. And I'm constantly, every day that I wake up, from when I wake up to when I go to sleep, I'm learning something new every day, because I'm a marketing director for a business, actually.
Okay.
So that's what I do. I know what I know.
What I'm saying to you is this. When you were in school and you learned about business, they told you to go on written contracts and what you can see that's tangible in front of you. A conversation is just that. It's worthless. You gave us a conversation this evening about somebody told you. Throw that one out. Go back to what you learned in college, that the contracts, the building blocks on success. See, I took those same classes, and the first thing the teacher said, business is not a conversation. It is what the written word of the business is doing and what you're going to gain and the value. So understand that. I think you're going to be successful, but you have to practice what you learn, not what you're told. And don't fall for the pitfalls that come in conversations. Ask them to see in writing, show me where this is done. Show me how this is done. Show me where it was done. See, then you'll know how to do it when the time comes. But to lay a dream to reality, you've got to follow the path. And the path is only going to be written so that you know what you're going to get at the end, not what somebody told you.
Glenn, what's your thoughts?
It's been very enlightening tonight, and my thoughts are this. As always, I like to give what I've learned to my people first and to all people second. And I would just like to tell this young brother on the phone with us tonight, on the show with us, I'm sorry. This business is just that. It is not about what a person says out their mouth. It's about what a person does. And the only thing that makes something believable in this business is the numbers. Everything else is of no consequence. This is about numbers. In every part of this industry, TV wants ratings. Movies wants box office receipts. Concerts want box office receipts. Record sales want sound scans. Airplay wants media base. It's all about numbers. So, Raw Dog, you hit it dead on the head. Dead on the head.
Thank you. And what do you got to say, Poetic? I think we got a man down.
Can you hear me now?
There you are. Okay.
All right. I can say in closing, my man, and Jay Wills, I have invited you a few times to the program. Glad you tuned in tonight. But definitely, my man, the mindset of an entrepreneur is a man who's humble enough to take in the wisdom of the elders that is guiding them in the right way. You don't have to take in everything as though it's written in stone, but you have to take it in, weigh it in, and use the advice accordingly to your best advantage. And that's reality. I want to say this, man, we do this Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we have discussions. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, we play music, so you can upload your music at Hip Hop National if you want to be a part of it. And on Sunday, we take you down to church, actually, and give you wisdom and advice there. But we don't want to tell you, weigh in our religion on you. It's really take it with a grain of salt and use what's necessary to help you. That's how it goes. All right. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. I thought the show was an awesome show tonight, guys. So that's why we didn't play music this part on this overtime. I apologize to my program director, and I have to apologize to our DJ. Okay? But it was a great show. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
All right. And
good night. Have a good one.
Be sure to join us next week.
Yes, sir.
Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.